As artificial intelligence rapidly transforms daily life and global economies, a critical structural issue is emerging behind the scenes. It's a reality we often overlook in the rush of progress.
Rana El-Kalyaubi, an investor and co-founder of Effectiva, the company that pioneered emotional AI, has issued a stark warning regarding the demographics of AI leadership and funding.
Her central thesis is that if women remain excluded from AI funding circles and leadership roles, the result will be a significant and dangerous widening of the wealth gap. It really does hurt to think about.
This is not merely a social justice concern, but a fundamental economic imperative.
The core problem lies in the entrenched boys' club mentality within venture capital. It feels like a wall that is hard to climb.
Investment decisions are frequently influenced by unconscious bias and homogeneous networks that favor male founders.
Historically, venture capital has been skewed toward white male founders, and this trend continues into the AI sector.
When investors primarily fund men or hire male leaders for AI companies, two simultaneous negative outcomes occur.
First, brilliant female innovators who possess unique perspectives on applying AI are denied access to essential capital.
Second, the technology itself risks being developed based on data and logic that overlooks diverse human experiences, potentially embedding bias into the systems themselves.
The economic stakes of this exclusion are high.
The wealth gap is not solely about salaries. It is fundamentally about equity ownership.
In the high-growth tech sector, particularly AI startups, which often achieve multi-billion dollar exits, the majority of founders are men.
Consequently, the windfall profits generated by these successful companies flow primarily to male shareholders.
If women are shut out of ownership opportunities in these lucrative sectors, they cannot build generational wealth in the same way men currently do.
If the current trend in AI continues, it will exacerbate existing financial inequalities rather than alleviate them.
Women are effectively locked out of the primary wealth creation engines of the 21st century.
Beyond the moral imperative of fairness, there is a pragmatic business case for women's inclusion in AI.
Homogeneous teams tend to focus on narrow problems that reflect their own specific experiences and blind spots.
Women entrepreneurs, conversely, often identify different market gaps and solve problems affecting underrepresented groups.
By excluding women, the industry stifles its own potential for growth and innovation.
Rana El-Kalyaubi highlights that diversity in AI is not a secondary concern, but a central component of its success.
When diverse voices are excluded, the resulting technology may fail to serve a broad population, limiting the technology's utility and market reach.
Critical data points underscore the severity of the disparity.
Women currently receive only a fraction of venture capital compared to men, even within the AI sector.
Furthermore, high-level decision-making roles in technology companies remain dominated by men.
These statistics indicate a systemic barrier rather than a random occurrence.
The lack of ownership leads directly to lower long-term financial security for women, creating a cycle of inequality that persists long after individual startups mature.
To address these issues, the path forward requires intentional action from investors, policymakers, and industry leaders.
This involves more than just checking boxes. It requires actively seeking out female founders, mentoring aspiring tech leaders, and restructuring networks to break down the silos that keep women out of funding rounds.
The technology sector has always been a driver of innovation and economic mobility. Failing to correct this imbalance now risks cementing inequality that will persist for decades.
Rana's warning serves as a call to action for the entire ecosystem.
The goal is to ensure that AI benefits everyone, which necessitates that it be built by everyone.
The industry must evolve quickly to match the rapid advancements in AI, ensuring that human values like equity and fairness are coded into the very fabric of its growth.
By addressing the boys' club dynamic, society can protect women's wealth and ensure that artificial intelligence serves as a tool for broad economic prosperity, rather than a mechanism to widen existing social fractures.
In summary, the exclusion of women from AI development is a double-edged sword that harms both economic equity and technological innovation.
Fixing this imbalance is essential for protecting women's financial future and ensuring that AI technology remains inclusive and beneficial to the entire population.
The industry must prioritize diversity to prevent the cementing of long-term inequality and to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for global prosperity.